We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast, and I'd just like to shout out and give you an update as to where we ended up with our Save Ukraine Now project. We ended up with 57 bags of clothing items, blankets, shoes, socks, you name it. There was stuff in there. And I want to tell you, there were some things that what we did was we sorted them all into various categories: women's clothes, men's clothes, men's shirts, ladies' blouses, whatever, you know, ladies' coats, men's coats, comforters. We kind of made it easy for the people that are unpacking. And as we were looking through the stuff, I was just left breathless at times, because as I'll tell you, honest confession here, I took the easy stuff to identify. I left the clothing items to my wife and the rest of the ladies that were there. We had about two dozen people that were working on it. And so when I would come across a coat, I was like almost breathless, because I said, you know, this is the type of thing, this coat here, that can save a person's life. It was a beautiful, I mean, they were beautiful coats, beautiful things. You know, my wife and I had been given this this one comforter set, and it was probably a comforter set that was worth several hundred dollars, and we didn't use it at all. I mean, absolutely beautiful. And, you know, but I look at it and I said, you know what, that's going to save somebody's life. And so I want to give a shout out to everyone who made a clothing donation, brought them in, helped us transport them down to the other church. I do want you to know that even though we're not accepting tangible goods anymore, the financial needs still exist. They're trying to ship in 300 truckloads of things, and we've done the best that we could with that. But there's also a continual need for food, and I believe the food containers can be transported in for something like $5,000 a truckload for food. So if God lays it upon your heart that you'd like to make a donation to that, just mark Ukraine on the memo line, send that to the church at 165 North Grove Street, make it out to Merit Assembly of God, and we will forward that on to the missionary just as soon as as possible. Currently, through the first quarter of the year, I was so excited because over $5,000 a month has gone out from our congregation to meet missions needs around the globe, and we're just so thankful to be a part of what's on God's heart. So I mentioned on some previous broadcasts, I'd really like to invite you out to our services this week. Sunday morning at 10:30, I'm going to be preaching a very timely word. Like I said, I make it my goal not to just preach a message, but I want to preach God's message for the people that gather at Merit Assembly of God on that Sunday morning. But I believe that, and very rarely do you hear me playing, you know, recorded messages. Every once in a while that has happened. But most of the time I'm here sharing a word that God has laid upon my heart for the radio broadcast. This message that I've been sharing on transforming sinkholes, and we're all sinkholes, into spiritual skyscrapers. This is a word I've never shared before. It's something that, God's laid upon my heart for this broadcast, and I hope that it that is being well received, and that you have a goal of having God to build you up like never before. I think I've told you about a book that I had read by David Ravenhill. It was Leonard Ravenhill's son, and the name of the book was For God's Sake, Grow Up. And that's what I want to do. I want to grow up for God's sake, for the sake of the kingdom of God, and for the sake of those who still need to know Jesus. So if you're available Sunday morning at 10:30, we would love to have you join us for praise and worship and a timely word from God. We're really looking forward to it. Sunday night, we have our grow groups. And then the following Sunday night, we have our annual business meeting where we're going to be sharing the good report that God has given to us. So let me take you to the Word of God this morning. I want to take you to the third chapter of Revelation, and verse number 7. And it says, "Unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name." And so I want to share with you just a little bit about this. You know, skyscraper is not a term you're going to find in the Word of God. That is a relatively new term, going back to probably the late 1800s here in America. So, you know, I don't want you to think I'm just getting away from the Word of God here. I'm not. I'm just giving you a modern term for a principle that God wants to build you up. He wants you to be a light that he can set up on a hilltop, that he can lead people to Jesus because of the light that he has shining brightly in you and in me. And I've told you on previous broadcasts that when they decided that they were going to reach new heights, they had to make sure that there was a connecting, a mechanism of connecting the people with the higher elevations. And so there was a connection between heaven and earth. And Jesus is that mediator for you and I. And so whenever people are brought into our life, we need to connect them to Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. And so I want you to make sure that everything that is going on in our life, it's got to be about Jesus. It's got to be about the kingdom of God. And so I don't want to remain obscure. I want to be that light. I want to be that person that God could say, "Have you considered my servant Bob?" Not that I want a book written about me or anything like that. I just want my Savior to be proud of me. I am looking forward to him saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I'm not looking to rise to a place and say, "You know what? That's as far as I'm going to go. I'm not going to go any further." I want to reach as many people with the good news of Jesus Christ as possible. And that's another one of the things that when they decided to increase the elevation of their building, because there was just so much land that was available in the downtown New York City skyline. There was only so much land that was available on those islands They were forced to go up to increase capacity of being able to serve people. It increased the people capacity. I want to ask you, are you content with the number of people that are currently going to heaven? Because I'm not. I believe that as long as we are here on this earth, that we should have a heart for the lost. He who wins souls is wise. And so that's what I want to do. I want to be winning souls. I want to be growing in my capacity because I want to be able to reach more people. I want to be able to reach more people in my latter years than I was able to in my former years. And I want those coming after me, my children and my successor, should the Lord tarry, I want the infrastructure to be in place that they will be able to reach more people than what I have. And we talked about how that they created value in an area where there had been no value before. And you know, you and I, we've got to have a different value system than the world has. We need to value life. We need to value holiness. We need to value the Word of God. And what happened was they created also some beauty in the process. In Revelation chapter 3, it says, I am going to make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he goes on and talks about, and I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, and I will write on him my new name. In other words, upon these pillars that God says that he is going to make, they are not self-made, they are God-made. They are Jesus-molded into pillars, and his name is going to be broadcast upon them. You know, and instead of the Trump Tower, we would be the Jesus Tower. Instead of the Sears Tower, we would be the Jesus Tower. It's not a name of some corporate entity, but instead it is the name of our Savior and our God. And what they realized was all of a sudden people were getting away. Listen, back in the 1800s, you wouldn't have necessarily wanted to be close to the ground level because things were not all that sanitary down there on street level. There were some things down there you wouldn't want to be real close to. And so what happened was as they arose in elevation, all of a sudden people were exposed to light. They were exposed to views. They were away from some of the noise and the distractions of life. You know, sometimes we still need to be reminded, even in 2015, in fact, I would say especially in 2015, that the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. There is such an assault of noise in our current society, whether it is from television. You know, I can say this, you know, even from radio, there are times when I have to shut the radio off. If it starts to affect my spirit in a negative manner, whether it's me listening to a football game or whether it's news or whatever it might be, if there's something that's negatively impacting me, you know, God will just say, you know what, why don't you shut that off and spend some time with me? You know, you and I, there's a lot to be said for stilling ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Now with iPods and all of these other devices, we could literally overdose our senses on noise, on pictures that are coming in. And sometimes we just may need a spiritual detox. And the way to do that is to shut ourselves in with the presence of God and say, God, I want to behold you in your beauty. I want to be away from the noise and the distractions of this everyday world for just a little bit so that I can hear a word that is going to sustain the weary, that I can pass on to somebody else. That's in Isaiah, the 50th chapter, the 4th verse. When I look at Revelation chapter 1, I see John and having this tremendous revelation of his risen Savior in all of his glory and all of his power. And then Jesus says, now I have something I need you to write to these seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. And there's dealing with one problem after another problem after another problem in this situation and that situation. Seven churches, and all of them were facing different challenges. Some of them were sin challenges. Some of them were love challenges. Some of them were persecution challenges. Some of them were just the problems of everyday life. And I'll never forget, I was going through my Bible, and I was reading, and in chapter 4, in verse number 1, it says, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. And by the time I got done reading Revelation chapter 4, I was saying, man, if I was going to put a title on that verse, it would be thank God for Revelation chapter 4. Because if you're like me, when you're dealing with problems, every once in a while, you just want to be reminded of why you fell in love with Jesus in the first place, and why you got involved in the ministry, and that was to help people. And Revelation chapter 4 says, hey, when you have been dealing with the problems and the realities of the church in 2015, don't forget to come up to the place that I have created for you. Come up into heaven. I have an open door for you, and you and I are going to have fellowship together. And the thing that I notice particularly about Revelation chapter 4 is the emphasis that is upon the throne of God. It is mentioned repeatedly about all of the things that are taking place. And when you and I come into that quiet place, when we still ourselves before God, when we say, God, I just want to spend some time with you, all of a sudden you and I are going to see the supernaturally dynamic activity that is taking place around the throne of God. And you are going to be reminded that he is not out of touch, that he is not negligent, that he is not overwhelmed, that he's not even bewildered. He is in control. He is watching, and he is active in the world that you and I have. And so let's create a view for people. Let's grow in our relationship with God so that we're not a death trap to people, but instead we become a skyscraper where our churches can be a place where they come away from the distractions and the noise of life, and they can hear from God. On Sunday night, I shared out of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 about us being teams, and two are better than one. Let me just see if I can take you back there for just a moment, back to Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter, and the ninth verse, I believe it is. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. There needs to be unity in our churches. There needs to be unity in our homes. There needs to be unity in our workplaces because we have a better reward for our labor. Now please understand that when you and I said yes to Jesus, we became part of the body of Christ. We became a functioning part of the body of Christ, not just an inert part of the body of Christ. You have function. And so we are meant to labor together, and we are able to accomplish more. And it talks about if one falls, the other one will be able to lift it up their companion. Woe to him who falls alone. And it goes on in verse number 12. It says, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And I believe that in every marriage and every personal relationship, that relationship needs to be a threefold cord. And that is you, the other person, and Jesus wrapped intimately around both of you individually and you corporately. That if Jesus is that bonding force, it is not going to be a unity that is easily broken. And as I went back, and because, you know, your pastor may not tell you he does this, and so I will tell you that I do this. And I go back and relive my messages after I've preached them. I want to say, you know, is there anything stupid that I said? And, you know, sometimes there's that. That happens here on the radio too a lot of times. Is there anything that I said that I really wish that I hadn't said? But I also evaluate and say, is there something that I failed to say? Is there an aspect of the truth that I failed to comprehend in the time of proclaiming that message? And so after I shared that on Sunday night, right before we set out to repackage all of those donations, and by the way, I'll say thank you again. I can't say thank you enough. I'm so touched by your response to the Ukraine project. As I was reliving that, God said, do you realize that whenever a relationship becomes unwound, that instead of becoming stronger, that relationship has just, by its own action, made itself weaker? Any thread that says to another thread, I don't need you, has by itself made a decision that just weakened itself and those threads that it was connected to. Why would we want to make ourselves weaker as the body of Christ when we could be making ourselves stronger? Listen, it is true, you and Jesus are a majority, but Jesus never meant for you to be just a twofold cord, just you and Jesus. He meant for you to be intertwined with a local body of believers. He intends for your house to be a house of faith. He intends for our churches to be a church of faith. And so let's create an atmosphere in our life where we are comfortable around more people. Okay? I originally came from a church that ran about 1,200 people. And when we first came to Merit Assembly of God, our first Sunday, including all four of my family members, was 10. That is a pretty dynamic shift from 1,200 down to 10. And it didn't happen overnight. There were several stops along the way. But, you know, in all of the two decades that I've been ministering there, my mindset has never been to limit the number of people who we were able to touch with the gospel of Jesus Christ. My goal has never been to limit the number of people who could be used in ministry. Instead, I've got, let's increase the capacity for reaching people. Let's increase capacity for people to serve, actively serve in the body of Christ, because we need stronger people. Our church needs to be stronger. We celebrate the strength that God has brought to us, that we are not as weak as we once were. But at the same hand, I have not reached a spirit of contentment to think that we have reached a position of strength that we are never going to be able to surpass. So the other thing that I wanted to share is that as buildings got taller, they changed the environment. They changed the environment. They changed the sun patterns. They changed the wind patterns. They changed how water would react when the rains came. There was a lot of different things that took place. And you and I, we are called by God to change the atmosphere, to change our environment. We are meant to be people of influence, not to be the people who are influenced. We were created to be the head, not the tail. We were created to take the battle to the enemy's gates, not just waiting for the next attack that the enemy brings our way. I want to encourage you today, take a proactive position in growing in your faith. Let it begin today. Let it begin today and say, God, I need the environment. It might be your work environment. God, we need a more holy work environment. We need more peace at the job site. We need more peace at home. Our home needs to represent Jesus better. And so, God, I want you to make me into one of those pillars that's talked about in Revelation chapter 3. I want to overcome. I don't want to succumb. I don't want to be defeated. Listen, it said to him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. I want to be that skyscraper, if you will, that changes how the enemy has been able to operate in this community. I want to make sure that there are fewer people who are looking to get involved in drugs. I'm looking to make sure that, you know, pimps run out of clients. I'm looking to create, bars that close due to lack of patrons. It's happened around the globe. That's not a fantasy. I want you to know that has happened around the globe. I'm looking for that strip joint that's around the corner from our church. Somebody else thought that they could make a go of it where the previous people didn't make a go of it. I'm looking for them to fail because of the spiritual climate. We change that by allowing God to build us up, to make us stronger, and to become a place of refuge instead of a place of rejection. So that's where we're going to end this broadcast here on Friday. But I want to ask you to do this. Would you make it your heartfelt prayer? God, I want to grow because I want to reach people. I want to reach people who are hurting, people who are lost, people who need Jesus. I want to reach them because you love them. And God will make room for them. Merit Assembly of God is not a church for us four and no more. We have seats available, and I tell you what, if you happen to come and all of our seats are full, first of all, I'd like you to know that I would be shouting hallelujah, but I guarantee you there will be people who would give up their seats just to make sure that you have one. God has room at his banqueting table for you. Let me close in prayer as we get out of here. For this weekend, Father, right now, I want to thank you that it is your desire to build up every man and woman, every boy and girl here in Central Brevard County. God, I pray that we would have a heart that would enlarge our capacity to love other people, to reach other people. Lord, I pray that we would expose people to the beauty of your holiness. God, I pray that we would still ourselves and know you. God, if anybody today is feeling overwhelmed, I pray that you would give them a Revelation 4 moment, Lord, where you regain their focus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one.